King County proposals to open the nation's first safe drug consumption sites have run into stiff opposition. A ballot measure to ban them might go to voters in February. Meanwhile, several cities have already outlawed them. But as KUW's Amy Radel reports, advocates in Seattle's University District say they're prepared to open a site soon with or without the county's blessing.
At a King County Council meeting earlier this month, Councilmember Jean Cole Wells sought to reduce fears about drug consumption sites being imposed on neighborhoods.
I just want to make sure that everybody here understands that public health cannot sneak one in before there would be a public vote on this.
But advocates with a privately funded syringe exchange in Seattle's University District say they're prepared to open a supervised consumption site before the public vote. Shiloh Jama is the executive director of the People's Harm Reduction Alliance, which supplies clean needles, pipes, and treatment referrals to drug users. He's also a member of the county task force that recommended the sites. He says it's vital that King County act on all the task force recommendations in order to stem the opioid crisis. He's prepared to offer a place where people can inject heroin and smoke cocaine and methamphetamine under the supervision of healthcare workers.
We'd like to open one as soon as possible. King County Public Health would like us to work in their system, and we're happy to do that as long as it does not take years on end to do it. And their system is seeming to be stagnated. And so I think it is time to move forward by any means necessary.
In 2016, drug overdoses killed 332 people in King County. Consumption sites can save lives by reversing overdoses. And Jama says if addicts feel valued and loved, they have more incentive to change.
Engaging their health just the way they are and meeting them just the way they are will be the path to success.
Jama's needle exchange is located in the University Temple United Methodist Church. It's a cavernous brick building that houses a child care center, a young adult shelter, a hygiene center, and meal programs. Pastor Pat Simpson says the church trustees voted unanimously to host a supervised drug consumption site as soon as possible. The decision
did not set any conditions about government or health department approval.
So as far as you're concerned, any time this can go forward?
Yes.
Opponents of the sites have filed a ballot measure to ban them in King County. Initiative 27 is scheduled for the February 13th ballot, although it's subject to a lawsuit. Sponsor Joshua Freed says he supports the other task force recommendations, like increased treatment on demand, but not supervised consumption.
And opening heroin injection sites is really what I take an issue with, and the 69,850 people that signed on to Initiative 27 also take issue with. For one, it's going to steal resources from our budget that would otherwise go toward making sure that we have proper treatment.
Several King County cities have already voted to ban supervised consumption sites, and King County Councilmember Kathy Lambert has sought a moratorium on funding until the public vote takes place. She says Seattle is out of step with King County.
Inside Seattle, it has appeared in the last couple of years that their social expectation is do whatever you want to do. Sleep on the streets, do whatever you want.
Meanwhile, business owners in Seattle's University District are divided. Kate Robinson is the co-owner of Cafe Allegro, the coffee shop that shares the alley with the needle exchange. She supports opening the safe consumption site as long as it's closely monitored by medical and mental health professionals. Robinson says the alley has always been a tolerant place. But this summer, there were problems with violent newcomers. A staff member was physically assaulted. Robinson says she's wondering if it's worth it to stay open.
And that's really heavy thing to carry, and it's a really, really sad state that we're at, and I know it's going to turn around. You know, I have faith that it's going to turn around, but yeah, it's really tough right now.
Sharon Larcy and her boyfriend live in their vehicle. They often come to the church on Fridays to see friends and have a hot meal. She says the newcomers have strained the alley's resources and hospitality.
And a lot of them are, you know, semi-unstable or drug users, and we try and accommodate them and accept them as long as they don't cause incidences.
She says the needle exchange helps many of her friends. One thing that people here seem to agree on is that with or without a safe consumption site, there are people in this neighborhood who desperately need help. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.